Joe, we have Senator Samaski, Senator Pacheco, and Senator Adams, and we do have a quorum. This afternoon, there'll be no testimony taken, just with the sponsor. We do plan to next Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 have all sites on for testimony on a drafted CS. We discussed this bill on Tuesday. You have before you committee substitute for Senate Bill number 50, CRA, before you. Also, Senator Duncan and I have looked at a possible amendment for you to consider, Senator Duncan. We both were looking at a title change, and this is...
Yeah, I have a copy of that. Yes, I have a copy.
Just some for the public. Senator Duncan, even though it says by Adams...
Half of it's mine, half of it's yours, yes.
Mine is the title, the rest is yours. So mine is simple. You want to speak to it, sir?
It is a combination of two amendments, and you can speak to your part. I guess my part of the amendment was the, if you go down to the second page one, lines 9 through 12, I had recommended that language be deleted from the title of the bill. The language limiting legislative approval of the monetary terms of agreements to agreements between the state and its employees be eliminated from the bill, because we're talking here about school district employees only and not about state employees. Therefore, that's really not a topic for this legislation. And then going back to page 5 of the committee substitute, the change there would be to eliminate that present section 5 the way it is written, and to replace it with the new section 5 that is on the proposed amendment that makes it clear that the monetary terms of an agreement entered into between a school district or regional education attendance area and its employees are not subject to approval by the legislature. It does the same thing as the previous language did in your committee substitute, except it does it in a way that we're not drawing into this piece of legislation anything in relationship to state employees. It just directly addresses school district employees.
And basically, the amendment that I had was in the title change, since we're going from Title 14 to Title 23, just to end the conform with Class A2 employers. That's 75% of the committee did vote for that Tuesday, Senator Samaski, so that's the reason behind that change. And basically, there was a couple issues before Senator Samaski. One is we can arbitrate, one package versus item by item. The committee did vote on that. 75% of the committee stated that they would like to see a package which is in this. The other two was what different classifications there were, one, two, or three. 75% of the committee also recommended class number two, and that's basically it. And one of the things that I'd like to do is basically, after seeing what the members would like to do with amendment number one that we have before us, insert it, then come for a public hearing. And I don't mind, as I said earlier, that both the school boards, administrators, or the teachers coming back with the argument of what classifications they'd like to see it. And I don't mind that argument coming back before us again, because there might be something that we had missed in our first hearing. So is that understood by all parties? Okay. Is there any questions on Senator Duncan on amendment number one?
Ready for motion?
Yes.
I move the instant that we adopt amendment number one, Duncan Adams amendment.
Is there any objections? Then we'll insert it in the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 15, CRA. This particular bill will be available to the public in 1 hour, and we hope to bicycle it around in 1 hour. And next Thursday, from 3:30 to 6:30, we'll have all sites for testimony. And I will be starting with you first, Senator Duncan.
Okay.
And if there's anything, yes, Senator Pacheco.
Mr. Chairman, I had one question on the draft. On page 5, lines 10 through 12, in the definition of school board, there may be something else in existing law that I'm not aware of. We do talk specifically on pages 1 through 3 about Mon-Edgecum, and I'm just wondering if that definition needs to include the state in the case of Mon-Edgecum.
I don't have an answer to that. I guess that's, let me see, where do we talk about Mon-Edgecum?
Page 3, section 2 is really where we're moving them into AS 2340070.
Apply to employees of state boarding school, which means Mount Edgecombe, I guess, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
So if they're in there, then, and I don't know all the citations on school board. I assume they're used in the cases of who people are bargaining with.
I believe that the State Board of Education is considered the school board format.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I have one more, request for the Thursday meeting. You had mentioned still having open the discussion between class one and class two employees. I would really welcome more testimony on the pros and cons of package versus item by item negotiation. I really don't have a clear understanding of that, and I could see situations where it is not just a one is labor side and one is management side or one is the school board side. There may be more considerations as far as which way we might want to go on that.
Mr. Manis, Mr. Rose, did you hear this one?
A tight question. The CS, the four was adopted in the previous committee meeting. You didn't need a motion to adopt the CS?
No.
Or we adopt the one? So this is good CS, okay.
We'll have a draft.
I don't think we have adopted the CS.
Well, I didn't amend it then, so we probably procedurally have to go back and adopt the CS.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to go back through the step? Then I would move that CS, which is 60140E, I move the adoption of that as amended by amendment number one attached. Move adoption of that CS.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, still ordered.
Ready to move it?
No.
We're all going here.
Is there anything else to come before us? If not, in 1 hour we'll have a draft CS for all parties concerned. Next Thursday is the public hearing from 3:30 to 6:30. Yes, Senator Pierce?
I apologize for being late, but we do not know presently.
Yes, it is noted. Thank you. Adjourned.
Can we move some more bills?
Next week, you three got four bills on Tuesday.
Who's vice chairman?
It's Franklin. He's going to be out of town. He's going to be the chairman.
How'd she get to be chairman?
I just appointed her. Maybe
you
might more.
You would. But you know the secret? If you two are out of town, she may want to make me chairman in order to get a quorum.
I was sitting on my hands at the time.
You got my paper?
My bills are up, huh?